The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There are not many perennial vegetables such as asparagus and rhubarb that we can grow in our climate. But how about onions? Yes, there's an heirloom perennial onion that goes by a bunch of odd names. It's called the Egyptian walking onion, winter onion, top onion, and tree onion. Each name gives a hint to how it grows. Allium proliferum bulbs are hardy to zone 3 and one of the first plants to grow in spring, hence the name winter onion. Green shoots grow straight up a few feet tall. At the top, clusters of top-set bulbs form that eventually grow into 1 to 2 inch diameter small onions. Sometimes new leaves also emerge from the top like a branch, hence the name tree onion. If you don't harvest the top sets, the weight of these bulblets will bend the stalk down to the ground a few feet away from the mother plant. They can root and seem to move across your garden this way, hence the name walking onion. It's unclear where the Egyptian part fits in, but maybe they just liked onions. Anyway, harvest the green shoots in spring like chives, but leave some to form top set bulbs. Harvest the small top sets in late summer. Remove them all if you don't want your Egyptian onions to walk around your garden. Bulbs in the ground are shallot size and will divide, like shallots, by late summer. Harvest some of these, but leave some for next year's plants. Egyptian walking onions grow best in well-drained, light, loamy soil. Plant in spring from purchased bulb sets. Walking onions don't tend to produce seed. The first year, they may not form top sets, but be patient. They should the second year. The top sets and in-ground bulbs have a spicy onion flavor great for roasting and pickling. And now for this week's tip. Cut back leggy shoots of annual flowers growing in your windowsill, such as geraniums and fuchsias. This will stimulate new, bushier growth and better flowering in spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about begonias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.